The United Nations has adopted a blueprint that outlines a global response to AIDS. The document was accepted by consensus last night at the end of a special 3-day session of the UN General Assembly. The declaration lays out voluntary timetables that are aimed at slowing the pace of the global epidemic. Delegates argued privately about some touchy subjects in the document, but in the end they agreed to a declaration that, by UN standards, is remarkably frank. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
All week, the background fight was over what to say about groups at special risk for AIDS, including gay men, IV drug users, and prostitutes. Some countries, particularly Arab states, objected to such matter-of-fact discussion about behaviors that are taboo or illegal or both. That language was ultimately toned down, and references to homosexuality eliminated altogether. But the document still talks bluntly about touchy issues such as condoms. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said, "In the end, the declaration represents real progress toward a global consensus on AIDS."
In the last 2 days, some painful differences have been brought into the open, but that is the best place for them. Like AIDS itself, these differences need to be confronted head-on, not swept under the carpet. What is important is that after today, we shall have a document setting out a clear battle plan for the war against HIV/AIDS, with clear goals and clear timeline.
Among those goals, countries have until 2003 to review their laws to make sure people infected with the AIDS virus aren't discriminated against or denied human rights. By 2005, countries are supposed to do what's necessary to reduce the rate of new infections by 25% among young men and women. Also by 2005, countries are supposed to devise plans to deal with the millions of children who have been orphaned or otherwise jeopardized by the disease. Annan noted that these ambitious goals aren't just public health measures, they require deep changes in some societies.
And if there's one idea that stands out clearly from the declaration, it is that women are in the forefront of this battle. It can only be won if women are fully educated and enjoy their full rights, including a full say in devising society's collective response.
Annan also extolled the importance of non-governmental activists in the battle against AIDS, but they were not necessarily satisfied by the result of the United Nations process. Marina Mahathir is president of the Malaysian AIDS Council, which provides education and care for people with AIDS.
I'm not interested in language at all. I think there's been too much time wasted talking about words and not about action, about real stuff. I keep wondering how many people died while people were arguing about language.
The daunting task now is to turn those words into action. Peter Piot, head of the United Nations AIDS Organization, said one huge challenge is to draw in countries that have still not made AIDS a top priority. Though many African nations sent heads of state to the UN summit, Piot noted that other countries sent relatively low-level delegates.
Asia, the top leaders were absent. From Eastern Europe, the top leaders were absent, despite the fact that, for example, Ukraine is now really beefing up its efforts. Latin America, the top leaders were not here. So that means that we still have quite a job to do in putting AIDS on that political agenda.
So despite the progress this week, the UN declaration hasn't even achieved its first goal, which is to stir a truly worldwide resolve to fight the epidemic. Richard Harris, NPR News at the United Nations.